Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Only got 5 minutes left with Joseph Farrell, WorldNet Daily. Then we're going to have an in-studio interview. By the way, is Bob Dacey here yet? He's here. Very excited about that coming up in the next segment. Real fast, Joseph, I meant to get into this with you. Look, you know, Amiral Awlaki, number three in Al-Qaeda, secretly dining at the White, at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army 2 weeks after 9/11. On and on and on. Obama has the State Department get the underwear bomber on the plane. That came out on C-SPAN after our eyewitnesses, Kurt Haskell, saw it. Using Al-Qaeda to take over Libya. Now Syria. Again, I know you know a lot about the Middle East. You cover it quite a bit. What is going on here? I mean, all I know is every time I turn around, the, quote, Muslim extremists are being funded by the CIA.
And that definitely concerns me because, you know, this may be the only point of departure we have between us in terms of disagreement. I actually think we are facing a real threat from, Islamic extremism. I believe there's an effort underway recreate the caliphate that existed up until, you know, the end of World War One. But this time it's going to be very...
Sure, I know there's groups, the Muslim Brotherhood, doing that. My point is our government is putting them in charge in Egypt, you name it.
They think they can control them. They think they can, because they can't. These are not people who can be... They want to control us. And that's what it's all about. And believe me, you know, you don't know what tyranny is like until you live in an Islamic republic. It doesn't get any worse than that. It doesn't get any worse than that in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. You know, these are folks who have no regard for women.
But specifically, we were talking during the break, what about Homeland Security? My point is they're using that threat, whether real, exaggerated, or whatever, to take our rights, and the whole thing's pointed at us.
That's right. And on that point, we totally agree. That was a terrible, terrible thing that happened during the Bush administration. Maybe the single worst thing that George W. Bush did was create that monstrosity because it doesn't do anything to protect us from that threat that I see that maybe you don't think is as real as I do. But instead, what it does is it goes after people like you and me. Each and every time, every memo that comes out, they're all the same. People like you and me. Returning military veterans are the threat, not terrorists.
Sure. So that's my point is I don't want to hear about all day about the Muslims are going to get me when the whole thing is to take over and destroy the republic. And you see that continuity between Bush, Obama. There's a larger globalist plan, and they use different groups to implement it, but they're just little government management teams. Briefly, what do you think of Arpaio's announcement saying, yes, this is a fake birth certificate? I mean, we already knew that, but it is newsworthy.
Look, I thought it was very powerful, and beyond the additional evidence that they raised with the birth certificate itself, which was, by the way, shocking to me, the fact that, you know, the numeric thing where fields should have been blank that weren't blank. That was pretty shocking stuff. But the bigger question that I think Arpaio raised is the national security issues with Hawaii. What they found out about Hawaii is basically a factory for producing fraudulent birth certificates and handing out citizenship to people who don't warrant it. And, you would think that those Republican congressmen who say they care about things like this, if they're afraid of the birther issue, they would at least take a look at Hawaii's policies, which are in direct violation of federal regulations, and do something about that. But, of course, I'm not holding my breath.
Wow. Another amazing interview with Joseph Farah, one of many to come, I hope, if society doesn't crumble around us. A very interesting point you raised today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good to be with you, Alex.
All right, thank you. Good to be with you. Let me say bye to you right here at the break. We're going to bring Bob Dacey in here and get deep into the UN history of disarmament. This is about enslaving people. What the communists and authoritarians and fascists always do, we're going to break down the UN gun grab. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. In studio is my longtime friend. I've had to know him like 13, 14 years. He's even a sponsor on the radio show a long time ago with his gun shop and hardware store. He's one of those evil entrepreneurs. And if you go to the front page of InfoWars.com, you can see Obama talking to a child about evil entrepreneurs. It's a very special image at InfoWars.com for radio listeners. It is a child, or it's a real photo, building blocks. And he says, you didn't build that. No, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il did, because we all know government-run systems create such wondrous things in every case in history. We're just supposed to ignore the nightmares that they quickly generate. Now, Bob Dacey is a writer for the New American Magazine, and he also hosts a radio show, TV show, you name it, throughout the years. But he's also a concealed carry teacher and has a gun shop and a successful family-owned evil hardware store in North Austin. In fact, many years ago when I first got on the air, like 16, 17 years ago, he had a hardware store about 500 yards away, and was one of our first sponsors. And here he is with us because, you know, you learn so much over the years, but then you create files, documents, films, and then you try to go back and get it all together again. There's so many Obama quotes, Sarah Brady quotes, Eric Holder quotes about we're going to ban your guns, we're going to get them. The cities they get control of, New York, Chicago, total gun bans. They want to ban our guns. I mean, Sarah Brady said on the floor of the House, before we can have a socialist America, we must ban all civilian ownership of guns. Unideer, September 7th, July 7th, 2001, said civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. We want the total abolition. State Department Memorandum 7277, which is still U.S. policy, says total global disarmament except for the U.N. Can you imagine how hellish that is so they can love us all? And look, Bob has a copy of 7277 here. I mean, an actual... I even have one of the blue booklets around here somewhere, but he has a photocopy of one. We're going to show you these exhibits if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. We're fighting the prison planet at prisonplanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day. Got a 15-day free trial going, but it's not even about you joining. Later we post the next day, you know, the YouTubes for everybody at InfoWars. You can just follow along with us if you're an XM listener or listening on the over 100 stations out there. Just know that by tomorrow we'll have this video of this live show posted for you if you're not watching it live at prisonplanet.tv. We don't make you support us like George Soros that gets banker bailout money and then funds fake media watchdog groups calling for us to be shut down, run by the White House. But we're here fighting their tyranny, and they don't like it. So I'm going to try now to just sit back and have Bob go over gun control, go over the fact that this UN treaty... Just as the law of the sea, this is the Hill newspaper, the big congressional newspaper, Vice Admiral Robert R. Monroe says it will hand over our sovereignty to a global government. Ratification of law of the sea advances world government. World government is real, okay? And who runs it? The bankers. Paul Watson has a key article out today that is so important. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. And it's actually them saying it on video. Okay, I mean, this is now, they've conquered the central government, not us yet. Homeland Security, Agenda 21, that is the implementation through Homeland Security, the rewrite, the overwrite of our once free republic. So we've been warning you all these years. It's getting closer and closer. Now we're in it. I've never heard Joe Farah talk like that. Joseph Farah earlier saying, you know, they're going to probably come kill us if Obama gets reelected and that Romney's horrible, but, you know, he probably won't kill us. I mean, that's what people in the know are saying. I mean, the military has declassified re-education camps and gun confiscation. That video is posted on our YouTube channel. It's gone totally viral with all the proof of that. This is real, okay? It happened everywhere else. So understand, it's kind of like you never believe you're going to get injured or had that car wreck. And you look, somebody runs a red light, they T-bone you, you're in the hospital. You know, this stuff really happens. Most countries throughout history have fallen to tyranny. Most countries have fallen to tyranny. It happens. Now, the question is, how bad will the tyranny be? The globalists are eugenicists. They believe in getting rid of population. So it's not just like they're ruthless and don't mind killing people. Killing people is the aim. The famous statement of, hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet in the Ukraine when they're killing 10 million. And the journalist says, I don't see an omelet. Well, it's because it's about breaking eggs. So Bob Dacey, again, a national writer who researches gun issues, is here. And he's going to break down now the real documents, what the treaty really does, and what the UN framers of this interpreted as. Because they write it vague for the general public. But then you've got the heads of these agencies saying exactly what this means. So here's the proof of what the UN's planning with your guns. And don't believe that it's beaten. It's a good chance it's going to pass the Senate. Just like NDAA they said wouldn't pass, it did. Or Obamacare wouldn't pass. They do that to kill opposition. Bob Dacey in studio. Break it down for us.
Alex, thank you for having me back on. I haven't been here in a few years, and things have changed around here. And I'm very impressed with what Obama has built here for you. I am so impressed. I really am. It's bigger. It's more modern. It's got more neat stuff in it.
Obama built it.
I know he did. And I, you know, when he told me I didn't build my business too, I was shocked. 34 years ago, I started doing things. I actually made my own first sign from a hardware store out of plywood and red paint.
You make screens, doors. You actually make things.
We manufacture window screens, you know. But I always thought that I was doing that. The screening table you just brought up, by the way. I could have swore I built it from scratch. I could have swore I did that. But apparently...
No, I just moved that microphone closer to you, but I didn't. Obama did that.
Well, apparently I had a lot of help because...
No, Obama did. When I reached over and moved that over, that was the government.
Well, which is...
Kim Jong-il, because government's God, he gave me power to do it.
It's a great segue into Obama, because before I talk about all this gun control stuff, I want to thank President Obama, Barack Hussein Barack the Quack Obama. I would like to thank him for being the best gun salesman to come down the pike since Bill Clinton. Thank you very much. I have a small guns department in my store. Barack is the driver of gun sales in the United States of America today. And so we want to thank him for that little increase in business there, because I don't think anybody could have done it as well as he has done it.
Good. You better learn to thank him.
Yeah, well, because, you know.
And like North Korea, don't fold a newspaper that's got his image on it, or that's death and your whole family goes to a re-education camp.
Well, look, I'm glad you asked me on, because, you know, I think you asked me on probably because you remembered that document I gave you back in 2001 from UNIDIR. That's the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research. What I want to say here is that anyone that's new to this debate as to whether or not the UN is serious about sticking anti-Second Amendment stuff in that treaty, all you got to do is get a historical perspective of what's going on. And it's very easy to do. All you got to do is go to the UN website like I did back 14 years ago and just look around. You will find more anti-freedom, more anti-Second Amendment, more anti-United States, more anti-Constitution, more anti-Bill of Rights stuff there than you could possibly shake a stick at. I just lucked into finding one time, and I gave it to you, and that document was called Removing Military Weapons from Civilian Hands. And it was written by Christoph Karl and Patricia Lewis in August of 2000, UNIDIR, United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research. And they define the problem, and they talk about the problem is weapons, small arms. And they say that they're killing and maiming everybody throughout the world all by themselves. Apparently they just do things all by themselves.
And this was at a big UN treaty where they were trying to ratify it before in July of 2001.
And the key sentence in this thing, which is the one that screams, which is the one that you've been using for over a decade, is this sentence. Such weapons distort societies, make it increasingly difficult for a society to rebuild itself following a period of bloody conflict. But this is what it says right here. Such weapons make it harder for the state to regain the legitimate monopoly of force. Now, if any of you people are Americans and have grown up in this country and were taught things like subversive literature like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, things like that, that statement is it right there. The United Nations, their whole mantra, everything they're about is 180 degrees opposite to what we here in the United States hold dear.
And they took the guns from one tribe in Rwanda and sat back and helped kill the other tribe because they were the landowners. I mean, the UN is murdering people themselves all over the world.
The Second Amendment, of course, we always say it's the teeth of the Constitution. It's the teeth of the Bill of Rights. If you don't have that, the rest of it is just, you know, toilet paper if you can't defend yourself. But the deal is, if the United Nations believes that government monopoly of force is a good thing, that is exact 180 degrees opposite of what we believe. That, what did Thomas Jefferson say? When the people have the power, the government fears the people, that's good. You have liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And when the government's got everything and the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where in the world would any American glom onto the idea or agree with the idea that government monopoly of force is a good thing?
Well, where would Americans think that you didn't build your business, the government did? I mean, this is how out of control these people are.
Well, later on in this document, they take a swipe at the NRA. Now, the NRA, of course, you know, in my world, is kind of weak and wimpy relative to, say, Gun Owners of America, but okay, the NRA has been doing a pretty good job on this, except for the fact that they're an NGO at the UN. But they talk about all these things they want to do to pick up all these guns. This is about picking up not just military guns, but anything that's semi-automatic. Got that? They define semi-automatic as a military weapon.
And that's why even Forbes says it's register and ban semi-autos. That's what the treaty does.
But they're talking about all these different ways of doing this, which is to take up civilian weapons worldwide, and they talk about brokering, ammunition control. They specifically mention 7.62 and 5.56 millimeter, which are some of the most popular military rounds. But then they talk about the civil society campaign. And this is a, and what they say is right here.
Well, stay there. We're going to keep getting into the actual documents, and you found a new document as well.
Yes, I can.
And we have a copy of the United Nations Program for General Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. U.S. government policy is try to ban our guns.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hardworking Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'm your masters of war.
Yeah, the United Nations masquerades as masters of peace.
Guns.
But they're really masters of war. Look at what they do all over the world. It's a consortium for the globalists, for the megabanks, who have established their world government and are now trying to mop up what sovereignty is left. Key article by Paul Watson. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. It's red-linked. In the featured news section, ATF boss threatens whistleblowers. That's a new article breaking. InfoWarriors wage war on Obama. T video compilation, Woman Pulls Gun to Prevent Smart Meter Installation. That's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Security privacy experts testify to Congress on spy drones. Virginia lawmakers look to strictly regulate spy drones. That's good news. Judge rules man who stripped nude to protest TSA not guilty. TSA signs off on flight school owned by illegal alien with illegal aliens taking courses. But your five-year-old has to be abused by him. And again, bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. Okay, Bob, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Again, you're reading from Exhibit 1, July 2001 at the U.N. as they're debating, formulating the treaty. Please continue.
All right, so what we're talking about is how they want to disarm you. They want to take your guns away from you. The historical context is what I'm talking about. The historical context. It's not like something new. They do it all the time. That's their thing. Now,
they've done it in countless countries. They take all the guns and then they line you up and kill you.
That's what totalitarian control freaks do. I mean, don't be brain dead. All right. They talk about the advantages of being able to take all the military style weapons away from civilians worldwide. If a concerted campaign were to be formed to remove such weapons from civilian hands, this would have a number of distinct advantages. And one of the advantages is, it would be hard for the anti-control lobby to argue against such an initiative. After all, who could easily justify the right for civilians to bear arms built for military purposes and thus argue taking automatic and semi-automatic weapons off the streets of cities and out of schools? Now, right there, who could argue the right of civilians to bear arms? Let me think. The Founding Fathers?
Now, they're saying it's you have a right to not be in danger from them.
What?
Just like Chicago and New York, where only the criminals have guns and you're in hell.
So, and again, the point, military purposes, well, that's what the Second Amendment is all about, isn't it?
Remember the ATF last year was going to ban bottom-loading shotguns, which is over 60% of them, and said because they're non-sporting. Shotguns ain't for sporting.
No, they have nothing to do with sporting. I remember Susanna Hupp was testifying before a congressional committee many years ago, and Chuckie Schumer, my favorite New York senator who was a congressman back then, had smoke coming out of his ears when she was talking. And she said, I got news for you. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. It's about people like us being able to protect ourselves from people like you. And old Chucky, oh, man, you could see the smoke coming out of
it. It's fundamental. The tyrants want to disarm people.
Yeah, and the UN is tyrants. And I want to talk about the big picture. You can't take the Second Amendment. And
you just read we're at the big meeting. They're saying nobody should be able to have guns. Who could argue that? Who could imagine? Like, who could imagine you built your business?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that crazy. Who can imagine you don't love North Korea?
But what I want to talk about, Alex, is legitimacy. Where, you know, for example, I have a problem with the NRA in that they are an NGO, non-governmental organization at the UN, because they're participating in UN stuff. Now, I know that they're getting dirt from the UN and putting it out and showing people. But, you know, my grandfather used to say, I will tone down what he said, but he said, if you play with stuff, you get some on you. And that's true. But I don't understand exactly why they do what they do being an NGO at the UN. I have a little problem with that. But the historical perspective that I'm talking about is where does the UN get this legitimacy?
Like George Soros in the White House fund these watchdogs who lie and say they're not George Soros funded and get caught, and then they sit there posing and saying what's real and what isn't. I mean, we go, oh, you say you know that the sky is red, it must be because you said so.
What gives the UN its legitimacy? What is the UN? Okay, the UN was founded back in 1945
by the Rockefellers.
And the guy running the whole thing was Alger Hiss.
A communist,
an Eastern Establishment member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I think there was 30 or 40 Council on Foreign Relations members involved in that initial conference in San Francisco. Alger Hiss personally flew the treaty to the president to sign it. And then, of course, he was later arrested for working for Joseph Stalin and given the Order of the Red Star for bravery behind enemy lines. But I digress. You know, but the thing is, UN is not legitimate. It is. I mean, how many of the governments at the UN would you say are legitimate governments that actually derive?
No, it's a complete and total fraud. But the banksters created it to transfer our liberties and freedoms into, to transfer our Constitution into so they could claim it was legitimate and could override us. I want to get into the treaty.
What you're saying, though, is if you're a
tin-horned dick, stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white with my siren.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Bob Dacey, writer for the New American Magazine, good friend of mine for at least 14 years, is here in studio with us. Okay, we've been talking about the UN and how it was founded. You're welcome to get into all that, but let's race through. You've already covered one document. Let's get into 7277. Let's get into a new document you've discovered, because I'm going to have my great writers, you're welcome to do it too, write a whole article out of this. Just more proof that the UN wants you disarmed so they can take good care of you like they do all over the world, which means lining up and blowing your heads off before they take your property. Bob Dacey, please continue.
Alex, my point about legitimacy is that the UN has no legitimacy, and so why do we spend so much time funding them and helping them along and all that? Obviously, the bankers control the whole thing. Fine, whatever. But I think it's lost in the shuffle that they aren't legitimate. They have no legitimacy at all, and the best solution is to defund them and get out. That's the best solution. Just kick them out. Because if we kicked them out, we take away all of that financial support, the whole thing would collapse. It's a house of cards.
No, it's a bunch of criminals.
Yeah, it's a bunch of criminals. It's a bunch of criminals. They go to New York. They go to Bloomingdale's. They get a $2,000 suit. They get themselves some kind of a fancy Cadillac with some flags on it.
A diplomatic immunity.
And they can violate all the traffic laws.
Everybody kisses their butt.
And all of a sudden, they're legitimate. Almost every government in the world is illegitimate because they do not have their power from the consent of the governed. Yet you have a whole bunch of them get together.
Well, that's another point. Obama says the government makes everything. Well, I mean, if it's a small government and helps guard rights and is empowered and actually has the consent and is popular, then occasionally it's not a bad thing. But when they're not, don't have the consent, they're always like bone cancer.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you have kids and there's a daycare center that they go to, would you want the president of the Child Molesters Association of America run the daycare center?
No.
You know, the point is, the UN is completely illegitimate. Now, having said that, let me go on. All right, that article that I was reading from a while ago was 2001. They do it all the time. They want to take your guns away. I found a new one. Improving the effectiveness of the Program of Action on Small Arms, Implementation Challenges and Opportunities, written by Sarah Parker, UNIDIR, again, 2011. So I figured, you know, UNIDIR was a good place to find dirt on the UN, and sure enough, it's a great place to find dirt on the UN. This document wants to improve the effectiveness of their program of action on small arms. And guess what their program of action on small arms is? Get rid of them. Get them out of civilian control, as in the previous document.
And guys, document cam, zoom in, even though it's on these. No, go ahead and read it.
Okay.
And then we'll flip it right side up in a minute. Just all right. On those documents, please.
All right. This is what we're talking about. Improving the effectiveness of the program of action on small arms, which is something they've been after all the time. You cannot have an armed population and enslave them, and they know this. The bankers know this. The UN knows it. Everybody knows it. So why don't you know it? All right. Now, what they talk about, this is not the whole document. I just printed off a few pages. They talk about all these different levels of doing things in order to control small arms. And I'll just read a couple of things. Marking and tracing. You ever heard of that? Yeah, marking and tracing. That's what they want to do. Micro stamping, whatever. They want to do it. They want to do that. Record keeping. What do you think record keeping?
Registration.
What do you think record keeping means? Is that some little bookkeeper in the back room just jotting stuff down for no reason? No, record keeping. Disposal and destruction of confiscated, seized, or collected small arms.
Collected.
Moratoria on small arms.
That's why they have these legal gun buybacks, to create the image of cops and people turning guns in.
Yeah. Moratoria on small arms and light weapons manufacture.
Which is what Obama has said he's going to go after the manufacturer.
What is that?
What is Bloomberg doing? Suing them. That's the goal. Shut them down.
So they have a chart here of various different ways that they want to get their stuff done. It's called Description of Implementation Challenge Identified. Implementation challenge. Now, what is an implementation? That means you want to implement this. The challenge is they're having problems with it. Okay, so we have a description of implementation challenge identified. They have all different things listed. One of them is that the firearms protocol has not yet been ratified. Oh, really? One of them is it says regulation of firearms ownership. Regulation of firearms ownership? What is that?
That's what's in the treaty.
Greater controls and responsibility.
This whole thing's written for individuals.
Yeah. Greater controls and responsibility for firearms owners is required. For firearms owners is required. All right? They have an inadequate legal framework they're complaining about. Keep on going. Record keeping. They have lack of funds for an electronic database. Oh, boo. They don't have enough money to have their electronic database.
So they need to ship guns into Mexico to call for it.
Here's another one. Need national electronic register or database. And they're talking about every nation here, you know. Going on down, the description of implementation of challenge identified. Need to train law enforcement providers in weapons collection, management, and destruction. I'm sorry, did I just read that from the UNIDIR website? Hang on just a second. need to train law enforcement providers in weapons collection and destruction.
Need to train the local police in confiscating guns. Well, we have the Army document. They're training to take guns. It's public.
They have a problem here. They have lack of financial support for collection and destruction. So that's a challenge that they have to face at the UN. They don't have enough money, so they're probably going to use the loss treaty to tax everybody so they can fund this thing. I don't know. Training is needed in modern methods of destruction. So they need to train some more people on how to destroy the weapons after they collect them.
Of course, in Australia and England, they use a giant metal buzzsaw and just chop them up.
Now, the next one of the segments is called public awareness, otherwise known as propaganda. To reinforce ongoing awareness campaigns to prevent the illicit ownership, transfer, and use of firearms. So, in other words, to con you out of your guns, basically.
And not let you sell them to your neighbor.
Like,
which is banning the gun show loophole, doesn't let you give a gun to your grandson.
Like the previous document I was reading from was talking about, is get rid of these things, and we need a civil society campaign, because after all, who could argue against taking these guns away because it's for the children? I mean, it's just ongoing. Now, let me read this part. Instruction and education needed to overcome fear due to misleading information in context of civilian surrender of small arms and light weapons. Context of civilian surrender.
All over the world, they come and take all the guns and then murder everybody or have the next tribe do it. And wherever they're in control in countries, they totally ban guns. In New York and Chicago, where they're in control, have banned them. And we've got the Attorney General saying he wants to ban them when he was Deputy Attorney General. But we're supposed to ignore all of that because they go on to say we've got to basically propagandize people that we're not going to take their guns.
Right. It's like the movie.
Act. We're your friends.
Don't run. We are your friends.
Blam, blam. Remember that? Yeah, that's the same thing. All right. Now, here's another one. Mark in the description of marking and tracing. Lack of regional coordination of the system for the registration of legal weapons.
Yeah, that's, and again, Forbes did their analysis and said why all gun owners should be up in arms, and it says it registers and then it bans semi-auto and blocks importation to begin with, and this is not even a big issue in America right now because George Soros says it's not real. He said, so, you know, I mean, if a tornado's about to hit your town, just call Soros up and say there's no tornado. And he'll say, no tornado, and it'll just disappear.
Well, I hate to disagree.
No, George, I mean, just like Kim Jong-il.
I hate to disagree with Mr. Soros, but right here under the section description.
No, he admits he wants to ban your guns, but it doesn't exist if you're resisting.
Record keeping, it says right here, there is the need to develop a regional system for registering legal weapons in each country. Oh. In each country, there is a need.
And the treaty just leaves it wide open for the UN to do whatever it wants.
Don't you think that if they got this, they would share information in the interest of global cooperation?
Well, no, they've said they want Mexico to be able to sue because the Fast and Furious sue America, not the people that ship the guns down there to destabilize Mexico.
Yeah. Now we have another one. Regional security is a problem, an implementation challenge. I just highlighted this because it's funny. It says continued unchecked outflow of guns from North America.
No. They did Fast and Furious to not just blame the Second Amendment, but to make it an international issue to get the treaty ratified.
Yeah, it's all part of the same thing. These people do everything. You name any aspect of society, any aspect of human behavior, these people are on it in order to disarm you. Now, this is the kicker right here. You say, well, this is what UNIDIR wants to do, but what does this have to do with the treaty? What does it have to do with this arms trade treaty that they're talking about right now up in New York? What does it have to do with it? Well, how about this? One of the questions raised during the UNIDIR workshop was whether states would prioritize implementations of the POA, that's Program of Action, if it were a legally binding treaty as opposed to a political instrument. In this regard, developments with respect to a future arms trade treaty, ATT, arms trade treaty, were noted. Some of the POA commitments relating to international transfers of small arms and light weapons may be covered and enhanced by an arms trade treaty with the added bonus that they will be legally binding.
So you do an arms trade treaty that's really an individual arms control disarmament treaty, which is the United States program for general and complete disarmament in a peaceful world, even the armies and police disarmed after they go through this tumultuous takeover period, then it's only the UN that's armed.
Now, let me repeat that again, because that's the central reason why I'm on talking to you right now. This is UNIDIR, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, one of their papers.
The policy board that writes the UN treaty.
And they're sitting there tagging this paper of theirs of all their problems that they're having getting all the little gun confiscations done, and they're tagging it to this future arms trade treaty, which is right now.
And they say the bonus is we'll sneak it through in an arms control treaty.
With the added bonus that they will be legally binding. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what more you need to understand that this arms trade treaty is just another Trojan horse.
Well, it's not even a Trojan horse, though. It's just that they count on no one reading it. So show that document, the document cam. And you got a whole stack. We only got like 10 minutes of broadcast time left here. 7277. Tell us about that since it's right there.
All right. 7277. Here's 7277. Freedom from War was a State Department publication printed way back in the day, a kind of a cooperation between the United Nations and the United States State Department. State Department publication 7277.
Flip through it. Very loving.
And very, very briefly what this thing is.
This is the policy of the U.S. government.
And the point is, before I read through this, the point of this, if you think, if it says in here that the United States was agreeing in 1961 to disarm our own military. Do you understand that? To disarm our own military. To turn our nuclear arsenal over to the United Nations. It says that in here. Now, if you think that the UN is going to not mess with our Second Amendment, yet they're going to disarm our military, hey, you're in la-la land, buddy. Now, some of the stuff in this document, this thing is, you can find my
son, show it. It's amazing. I've got a copy of the original one around here somewhere.
My son actually,
flip that back. I want to see the intro page.
Yeah, this is
second page. Show him the second page.
Second page?
Just start flipping through it, Bob.
Okay, there you go. Freedom from War. Okay, you're in the right spot now. Okay, Freedom from War. Of course, now I got to go sideways because it's printed this way. But this document, United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, is 1961. The John Birch Society actually reproduced a bunch of these back in the day with the blue cover and everything.
That's the copy I got. Very evil.
One of my kids actually found an original at the university that he was attending many years ago, an original 1961, and it's a spitting image. They didn't make any changes.
Wasn't that Fort Sam Houston, right?
Sam Houston State University. So, yeah, it's real. And
oh, I remember when he was going there to become a state police. Remember they had that whole UN function?
Well, no,
and they were teaching that the communist Chinese were good?
No, what that was. Yeah, you got an amazing memory, Alex. What it was that they had a display up in the foyer of their main criminal justice building that was displaying the communist Chinese flag and various Soviet and Chinese military police medallions in the showcase. It's like, what? And that's what that was all about. And I asked him to get some pictures of that, and he couldn't because they took it down. And I said, well, why did they take it down? He said, don't worry, Dad. It was alumni day. They took it all down. They didn't want the alumni seeing it, but they'll put it back up tomorrow. And sure enough, you know, and there you have all those, you know, they have these Soviet emblems for police, you know, the Cheka, which was a precursor to I think it was the NKVD.
No, continue. Go to the right. You got like 20 documents there. Keep going.
Summary. Disarmament goal and objectives. This is 1961. The disbanding of all national armed forces and the prohibition of their reestablishment in any form whatsoever other than those required to preserve internal order and for contributions to United Nations peace force.
And that's what NATO is now.
The elimination from national arsenals of all armaments, including weapons of mass destruction and the means for their delivery other than those required for the United Nations.
And there's the disarmament. The UN gets to have theirs.
They get the nukes. You understand? The UN gets the nukes. Now, if you think that this is our own government policy. This is 1961.
Keep going.
State Department stuff. I'm going to see if I can find some more stuff I might have highlighted here.
They've got our helmets getting smaller. The UN's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Shows the force buildup.
Yeah, and they want the Russian army to go down. You were talking about back to the armament thing, because that's what we're talking about today. The manufacturer of armaments would be prohibited except for those of agreed types and quantities to be used by the UN Peace Force and all those required to maintain internal order. All other armaments would be destroyed.
Can you imagine a world with the UN with high-tech weapons? We're running around with sticks and stones.
You got a UN.
They've got Skynet.
A bunch of control freak, illegitimate crooks run by the bankers with all the guns and the nukes, and you got nothing.
Hey, the famous writer H.G. Wells wrote books in the 20s where they would have these big batwing fighters nuking everyone to reduce population. I mean, that's the final phase.
Well, that, you know, the point is, again, I'm going historical.
These are crazy people.
I'm going.
Hurry, we're almost out of time. Race through all these other documents why they're going to ban our guns.
Well,
you have all these new ones. We just read 2011.
Well, you know, I've got a bunch of other stuff here, but a lot of it has to do with this legitimacy thing I'm talking about. They don't. Look, Universal Declaration of Human Rights. If you want to understand the UN, go and get the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and read it. Because you know what's not in it? The right to keep and bear arms.
Well, it says at the end the UN can ignore all the rights.
The
in fact, which article is it where they say you got all these rights unless we say so?
Well, that's Article 29, Section 3. Permit me to read it. I want you to understand, there is no right of self.
Hold on, we're going to break. This is the big official UN law, Declaration of Human Rights. Our government signed on to it. And it says at the end, you have no rights. You're a total slave. There's all these great rights if the UN. I mean, by the way, in North Korea, it's written the same way. You have all these great rights unless the gracious leader says it. And it's the same way under the EU. All this great stuff, but unless we say so. See, it's called fine print. That fine print is not in the Bill of Rights or Constitution. These are criminal bankers that have taken over our country. Get the article in InfoWars out.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number four, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Bob Dacey. Listen, America isn't perfect, but it's been the best country the world's ever seen for liberty and freedom and incredible cornucopia of ideas. And it came from individuals. It came from rugged individualism. It came from freedom. And that's why they spend all day telling you how bad America is. And you know what? If I just knew about American history, I'd think we were bad. Then I studied world history. I looked at every other country, and let me tell you, we have been the best. We were the model of the world. Now, I just got chills, ladies and gentlemen. We have serious tyrants in control. Again, they're not just boss hogs that want to run things. They want to re-educate, to kill. We've shown you their own statements. They want our guns. And thank God for the founders, because 236 years ago, that Second Amendment is there. It actually came about a decade later with the Bill of Rights. But the point is, it was about guns. It started when the Redcoats came to confiscate guns. And here we are, 200-plus years later, with that time bomb against tyranny, 3, 4, 5 million guns a month getting sold, all-time record. And people know. There have been national surveys. They say, I don't trust this government. And you know why? You shouldn't. Because the average FBI person's not a bad person. The average cop's not bad. But the people running the government are enemies of this country. There's a red-linked article that everybody's got to get. We'll do 5 minutes overdrive so Bob can finish. It's red-linked. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. Guys, I want to have that put back as the top link on Featured News. That article is total proof of their criminal takeover in their own words. And, of course, it's getting no attention, and stuff that I didn't think would has gone viral. There's no controlling what goes viral. Whatever I want to go viral doesn't go viral. Whatever. The point is, it must go out. Get it out to everyone. It is a confession by these criminals. Continuing, this is the official UN Global Declaration of Human Rights. It gives you all these wonderful rights, especially communism, rights to other people's money. You built your neighbor's business. You painted their oil painting. You made their song. You knit that dress. You had that baby, even though you didn't. All of this. But in the end, what do they tell you, Bob?
What do they tell you in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? Again, 1945, founding era document of the UN. This goes way back to their very founding. What they tell you is you got all these glorious rights. By the way, they don't mean any of it, by the way. But they tell you you've got all these glorious rights. And then at the very last, Article 29, Section 3, these rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. So if you disagree with the United Nations, if you oppose anything they want to do, you have no right.
Their purposes. That means whatever the dictator in there, whatever the Security Council, Obama heading it, whatever they want, they're read it again.
They will do it to themselves, too, by the way. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations.
The purposes. That's whatever they want.
And, for example, this is off topic from guns, but, for example, several years ago, there was a SARS conference in New York about the big disease. Remember SARS in Asia? And the United Nations Press Corps invited some doctor from Taiwan, which is like, oh, no, not Taiwan. Well, that's no good. Well, Kofi Annan kicked him out. He said, no, you can't come.
And because that would upset China.
And the press corps actually asked Kofi in a press conference, well, sir, what about Article 19 of the Universal Declaration, which says we can trade information freely?
And right to travel.
And travel and without regard to borders, so we can all share information, sir. And Kofi looked at the reporter and said, you must understand our principles, and one of them is there is only one China. So what Kofi... Kofi, this is to his own president.
You're so good. Well, oh, my God, it's true. He has word for word. He said that. And he implemented Article 29.
Exactly. Article 29, Section 3, overrode Article 19. Because Article 19 says you only have freedom of the press if we like what you're doing.
Well, that's why they ban all these people from the UN events. Yeah, stay there. We'll do 5 more minutes, folks. You ignore this information at your own peril. They want your guns. They want you to be their slaves.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.